This evening's Divrei Torah should be the Ilui Nishmas HaRav Moshe Yisrael Ben Rav Gabriel Harbeder Zechorna Levracha, whose yard site is this evening. Our Divrei Torah should be a Ilui for his Neshama. So we spoke a little bit last week, a little bit about the Sugya of Bracha Levatala, of Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatala, and Rabbi Lehrer raised a very important issue just by way of introduction to appreciate Rabbi Lehrer's Kasha, which is really the Stechemetz Kasha. It's really a Kasha that's asked by the Paris Yosef, by the Makna, on Kiddushin. Many different Svarim have the same Kasha, but it's a very important Kasha. And by way of introduction, let's just begin like this. There are three different types of brachas that we find when we try to categorize or classify the different levels of brachas that we make throughout the year. One type of bracha is a Birchas Hanenin. Obviously, the most general Birchas Hanenin that we make are Shakoni Abedvara, Bari Pi Ha'etz, Bari Pi Ha'adama. We make a bracha on the Hana that we receive from whatever food or whatever item we are actually enjoying. The second type of bracha is a birchas hashvach. That is, for example, we make a shekochog v'osam aliyonim, we make osam aysa bereshis. When we see certain types of things that are deserving of our shvach, so then we make a birchas hashvach. And then the third type of bracha is obviously a birchas hamitzvah. We say asher kedushan mitzvos v'tzivanu al mikra megillah. Right? We have l'shma kol shofar. We have all the different types of mitzvahs that we do, lahadik ner shel Chanukah. We make a bracha on all the different maisa hamitzvah that we do throughout the year. So now, when we talk about a birchas hanenin, so the Gemara tells us in brachas daf lamed hey, kol hanenin min ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha ki ilu ma'al. Somebody who gets hana from this world without making a bracha before receiving that hana, says the Gemara, it's as if you're being over an isser me'ila. So it's a little bit of a strange statement to make. How can you say it's like an isser me'ila? Okay, but either way, what you see clearly from the Gemara is that a person must recite a bracha before he has hana. So before we eat something, we all have the practice that we make a bracha, sha'akolni abedvar, bari pi ha'etz, bari pi ha'adama. That's pasha that you have to make that before you eat. What about a birchas hashvach? Let's say I know there's going to be a thunderstorm, and I know there's going to be some thunder or some lightning. Do I make a bracha before or after? Afterward. Why? Because after I feel the thunder, after I see the lightning, and I'm so taken by the experience, then I feel the need to be Meshameach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the great experience that I just had. After I see the Yama Gadol, after I experience the greatness of Hashem's Bria, that's when I feel the need to express myself in a bracha and make a Birchas HaShvach. So Birchas HaNenin has to be before, Birchas HaShvach has to be after. So the question is, what about a Birchas HaMitzvah? So Birchas HaMitzvah is a very good question. The Gemara says, Imsachem Dav Zayin Amad Aleph, says the Gemara, Kala Mitzvahs Kula Mevarech Aleim Over Lasi Yosin. When it comes to a Birchas HaMitzvah, we don't assume it's like a Birchas HaShvach, rather we assume it's like a Birchas HaNenin. A person must recite a bracha Over Lasi Yosin. Before he begins to engage himself in the mitzvah, he must already recite the bracha then. And there's a Machlokas HaRishonim, let's say you forgot to make the bracha beforehand, are you even allowed to make it up afterward, or do we assume once you did the mitzvah it's too late? So that's a further machlokas harishonim. Says the Ritva Derem Sachim, why is it that Chazal assume that before one performs a mitzvah, he must recite a bracha? Why can't he do it afterward? Says the Ritva, Kadesha Adam Yiskadesh Tchila Bebracha. Says the Ritva, in order that a person should be Mekadesh, should elevate himself by making a bracha, V'yigale V'yodia Shehu Ose Osa Mepnei Mitzvah Hashem Yisbarach. Let's say I like to carry around flowers every day. So one day I have to be carrying the Dal Minim. One day of Sukkot I happen to be carrying a lulav and an esrog, or hadasim and aravos. So you'll say, well, oh, that's the flower guy. He always likes to carry flowers around. How do we know, how is it evident that by carrying these dalet minim, I'm actually doing it to perform a maisa hamitzvah? Well, says the Ritva, that's why the Gemara tells us that we must recite a bracha beforehand to show that whatever maisa we're involved in is a maisa hamitzvah. It's not just that I enjoy flowers. It's not just that on Chanukah I enjoy lighting candles. I'm doing it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Chazal told me that's what I have to do, therefore I recite a bracha at first. That's what the Gemara says, and that's the way the Ritva explains the Pshat in the Gemara. The Tashbeit has a very interesting diok, and other Achronim quote this from the Tashbeit as well. Why is it that the Gemara uses the terminology over lasi yasa? The really more preferred word to use whenever the Gemara talks about doing something before is lifnei or kodem. So why is the Gemara over here used the strange lashon of over? Then the Gemara has a whole discussion about what does over actually mean? Does it mean before? Does it mean after? Why don't you use the regular word that we would use throughout Chazal? Why all of a sudden do we use the word over? Well, says the Tashbeitz, the reason why is because if you only said the word kodem, or you only used the word lefnei, I would say that means way before. Any time before you do the mitzvah, that's good enough. Says the Tashbeitz, from the fact that the Gemara uses a new expression here, over lasiyas, and it means It must be right before, immediately preceding your Maisa HaMitzvah. Right away you have to make the bracha. But if you're going to do it over the over, if you're going to do it 5 minutes before you do the mitzvah, that doesn't count. You have to do it directly, immediately preceding your Kiyum HaMitzvah, your Maisa HaMitzvah. And if you don't do that, then your bracha is not going to be chal on the mitzvah that you're going to do. A couple of very practical examples that come out of that Tashbeitz are the following. In Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Birchas, in Hilchas Betzias HaPas, that's in Shulchan Aruch Chelek Beis, in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, the Mechaber talks about how a person is supposed to deal with the challah before he cuts it. So we have the practice that we first make a little slice in the challah. Anybody know what that's about? Oh, so sometimes we make a mistake. Sometimes because we make a slice in the challah, we make it so thin, we forget where the slice was, and it ends up taking longer to find where we made that cut, and then we end up being mafsik even more. But the real reason why we make that cut in the challah is because we have to make the bracha immediately preceding the Maisa HaMitzvah, immediately preceding the bracha, the lechem, immediately preceding the achila. So over here, we make a slice first, and we make it a recognizable slice in order that right away we won't waste any time. We're going to cut right there after you make the bracha. This way, right away, as soon as we can, to eat the challah right after we make the bracha, that's why we make a slice first. We have to keep that in mind when we make a slice in the challah, not to make it in a place that's going to be hard for us to find, then it's just going to take longer afterward. That's one example. The second example is in Hilchas Tefillin. Simen Chafei, the Mechaber talks about this, the Magen Avram reiterates it as well, and that is that a person is not allowed to make the bracha on his tefillin until the tefillin shalyad is actually on his arm. Why? Says the Magen Avraham. The reason why is because you have to make the bracha immediately preceding your Maisa HaMitzvah. So if you're going to make the bracha and only later take the tefillin out, start unwrapping it, then put it on your arm, there's going to be a hefsik. And that's not over lasiyas, and that's over the over. That's too much before your Maisa HaMitzvah. So says the Ramah, a person has to make sure to put the tefillin on his arm first, and before he tightens it, that's when you recite the bracha. Similarly, in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Lulav, Hilchas Dalad Minim, also the Mechaber talks about picking up the Dalad Minim, perhaps turning over the esrog or whatever you're going to do in order that you shouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah right away. But says the Mechaber, you're not allowed to make the bracha while the dalad minim are on the table. You have to pick everything up, make the bracha, and then right away you start to shake in order that you shouldn't have a hefsik in between your maisa hamitzvah and your bracha. And one last very practical example, which people make a mistake about all the time, is in Simen Ches, in Hilchas Talis, Hilchas Tefillin, when the Mechaber talks about putting on one's talus. So the Mishnah Brura there points out the following. Person has to make the bracha le'satek b'tzitzis before he does the atifa. A very important halacha. The Mishnah Brura says, you have to take out the talus, unfold it, right before you put it on, as you're holding it over your head, before you're about to put it on, that's when you recite the bracha. You're not allowed to put it on, says the Mishnah Brura, while it's mukupeles. Says the Mishnah Brura, adayin hatalis mukupeles, zeu over to over. If you're going to make the bracha while the talis is still in the bag, or while it's still folded up on the table, that's too much before the bracha. You have to unfold your talis, and right before you put it on, that's when you make a bracha. So this is a very important din that we have, this halacha of over lasiyasan. Again, we have three categories of brachas, berchas ha-mitzvah, berchas ha-net, and berchas ha-shvach, and each one follows its own set of rules. One very important bracha to point out is the bracha of Bari Mari Ha'esh on Matzah Shabbos. What would you say? What is Bari Mari Ha'esh? Would you say it's a Berachas HaShvach or a Berachas HaNenen? Berachas Ha? You're both right. Berachas HaShvach, Berachas HaNenen is a very good question. Well, on the one hand, you'll say, I take the candle, and now I'm having a lot of Hanah from the light, so I make a Berachas HaNenen because I'm having Hanah from the light that I'm getting. So I say Bari Mari Ha'esh. That would follow that I would make the bracha when? Birchas Hanen, and you always have to make the bracha beforehand. If it's a Birchas HaShvach, what do? Make it afterward. So this is a major question. So the Rishonim write in the 8th parak in Brachos that in fact, the bracha that we make on Matzah Shabbos of Bari Mari Ha'esh is not a Birchas Hanen. Why? The Rishonim say that really this is a Birchas HaShvach, because otherwise every time I walk outside and I enjoy the light, every time I walk into a room and I turn the lights on, I should make a bracha, Bari Mari Ha'esh. How come punkt Matzah Shabbos, all of a sudden out of nowhere, I'm making a bracha, Bari Mari Ha'esh, what's that all about? So say the Rishonim, the Ritva, the Rashba, the Ran, all of them say the same thing, that when we talk about the Bari Mari Ha'esh on Matzah Shabbos, that is in fact a Birchas HaShvach, and that's what the Prima Gadim writes as well, this is what the Mishnah Brura says, and because of that, the Mishnah Brura writes in Reish Tadivav, in Ilchus Havdalah, that a person should be mistakel b'ner first. A person should first put his fingers to the candle. He should first look at the ner, have hana, and only afterward should he be mishabeach, because really, in fact, this is a birchas hashvach. So if it's a birchas hashvach, what do you mean? When I have thunder outside, I don't make the bracha first and then listen for the thunder. I wait for the thunder to be there. When I'm nispoiled from the feelings of experiencing the thunder or the lightning, that's when I make the bracha. So too over here, by the birchas bari mari ha'esh, says the Mishnah Berurah and other achronim, a person should first have hana from the light, and only afterwards should he recite the bracha bari mari ha'esh. Ramesha talks about the other minig also, which many have the minig to do, that they first make the bracha and only then have the hana. But we should know that there are many achronim that feel that the best way to do it is to do it the other way around, to first have the hana, and only afterward to make the birchas hashvach. So be it as it may, this is the undisputed halacha of Rilasi Yasin. One has to make a bracha before he does the Maisa HaMitzvah. The problem is, as Rabbi Lehrer pointed out last week, the Stechemet points out the Kasha. If we spoke about the Gemara in Nedarim Daf Yud, the Gemara tells us in Nedarim Daf Yud that when a person is makdish a karban, what does he have to say? Karban la Hashem. He has to first say the word karban, and only afterward is he allowed to say la Hashem. Why? For those who were here last week, says the Gemara, because we're choshish, maybe what? Maybe he's going to drop dead. So if he says La Hashem, and then only afterward he says Karban, we're concerned after he says La Hashem, maybe Nebuch is going to drop dead right then, and then he won't finish his sentence, and he's going to be Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatela. Well, ask the Stechemet, if that really is correct, that you have to say Karban La Hashem, because we're concerned that the person's going to die in the middle of a sentence, so then how are Chazal Masakin a bracha over La Siyasan? Had Chazal tell me I should make a bracha before I do a Maisa HaMitzvah, what do you mean? Maybe you're going to make the bracha, and then the guy's going to drop dead right away. If you're concerned he's going to drop dead in the middle of a sentence, if he says Karban La Hashem, you're concerned. If he says La Hashem Karban, you're concerned he's going to die in the middle of a word. So what about over here? If you're going to make a bracha, you give the guy a chance to make his bracha, then he makes a bracha levatala, and he drops dead right away. So why are we not concerned? How are Chazal Masakin to make a bracha over La Siyasan at the time when they made this takana Msachem Dav Zayin Amad Aleph? So I guess we'll have to continue tomorrow night, but it's a major, major question that many achronim deal with. Yeah. What's a partial pasuk? Yeah, but what if you finish the whole thing? Right. So best, you're right. But best would have been to first do the mitzvah and afterward you make the bracha. Right. That's a good question. So this is the kasha that the Stechemet has. There's a lot to talk about. I guess we'll continue tomorrow night.